that never change. Ambition is priceless, something that's in your veins, and I put that on my name.
Yes, lots of ambition here on TR Tuesdays. Welcome back, guys. I am so excited to welcome you back to another segment of TR Tuesdays. It is your host and favorite scholar, Tiara. And today on TR Tuesdays, of course, we're going to start discussing feedback from last week's episode. I'm also going to talk to you about the second trimester woes as I am ending my second trimester, thank God, just 13 more weeks to go. But before we talk about all of that, we're going to first discuss comments and feedback. So last week, I had special guest Sally, who is the mother of three, but she has birthed two out of three of these children herself. And I wish that we would have stated that more clearly, just so, you know, I feel like it adds to her experience as a mother and a mother who smokes marijuana. So we talked about that last week. And of course, your girl received all types of feedback. So I want to share that with you today. My first response that I got from that episode was actually a voice message on Anchor. This is my second voice message I received on Anchor, and I often forget about this icon, but I encourage you to send me a voice message on Anchor too. You know, put a voice to a name kind of a thing. All you have to do is click the icon on Anchor, go to anchor.fm/TR92, click the voice message icon, and leave me a message. Okay, so I took notes on this, but I normally receive a lot of DMs on Instagram for feedback, but I encourage you to use this mechanism, DM me. You can also comment on Apple Podcast. I accept feedback pretty much in any form. Okay, so this listener says, I love TR Tuesdays. I tune in every week. Thank you so much, listener. This was an interesting topic. I was a bit biased going in, but after listening to you discuss this topic, I realized that it should be discussed more. I really like that you had Sally on the show, who is another mother, because this information came from real people, real mothers with a real perspective. And I hope you plan on talking about more issues and topics like this on future episodes. Thank you so much, listener. I actually did send that voice recorded message to Sally only because she was a guest of that episode. And I really liked that. And that was the first comment that I received on it. And actually, this episode received more views than all my other episodes in this week's span. So I really thank you for sharing that podcast. And don't forget, you can download season 1 and 2 on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, pretty much anywhere you listen to your podcast at. So be sure to keep sharing. I appreciate that. I had another listener say, I have mixed kids too. I feel like I'm judged when I go out in public, like to the grocery store, and their hair isn't done. People look at me like I can't do hair, so I feel you, Sally. It's not that I can't do hair. It's that my kids fight me on doing their hair. So wild hair is the result. So I'm going to have a mixed kid too, listener. And let me just tell you that even though, you know, Sally is white and Mexican, you know, and she's mixed and her father is African-American. So I'm also African-American and I can do hair. So let me just say, people with this bias that look down at mothers with mixed children and their wild hair, I also can do hair. So for that first year or two of life, they'll be having wild hair until I feel like their scalp is ready enough to go to the hair shop. Because, you know, babies have very tender and sensitive heads coming out. So my children also have wild hair. My baby father, there is an abundance of hair over there in their family. His father is in his 70s and still has a full head of hair, like thick, luscious. So I feel like I'll be dealing with this too. Listener, you are not alone. Sally, you are not alone. I feel you guys on this. I had another listener comment on my toxic versus affirming podcast. And as you know, it's never too late to comment on any podcast and tell me what you think. I really liked this comment because they said, as your friend, this was a friend of mine, I'm wondering which category I fit into in your life, if I'm affirming or if I'm a toxic person. So instead of answering that question to that friend, I ask them to decide based on what I have described in that episode as a toxic person, a person that wants to continuously remind you of your past, hinder you from moving forward, a person that is negative to your vision of success, a person that is not helping you progress, a person that is actually hindering from you, taking from you. That's a toxic person. They're not adding value. They're just taking up all your energy. And I already told you, it takes a lot of energy to create your goal. So if you are a person and you feel like you're taking all of my energy in a negative way, that you're not affirming to me, and I already told you guys, it goes both ways. I feel like I'm an affirming friend as well. However, you know, you need to consider that on your own. Like, am I an affirming or a toxic person to you? It goes both ways. And I really like that people are actually opening their minds to seeing after that episode, because I am still receiving a lot of feedback from that episode. Actually, I have another friend who is reevaluating her relationship as well, and it's been a long relationship. So I'm very happy that you guys are thinking that being an affirming person for your friend, being an affirming person for your partner, and being an affirming person for yourself, and make sure that you are only surrounding yourself, Les Brown calls them, only quality people. Have only quality people in your circle. My session last week in therapy, my therapist was encouraging me to clean house, to clean my inner circle. And it's funny because my best friend has been telling me this for a while. Like, girl, you need to reevaluate some of these people that you interact with on a lot, because it does, it takes a lot of energy. So the fact that I'm hearing that from my psychologist as well, like, continue to clean house because you're a fighter, you're going somewhere. And I really like that. My therapist has a couple PhDs, so I really take her opinion in consideration. My best friend, of course, I take her opinions and feedback into consideration too. But oftentimes we have to hear things multiple times from multiple people to really reel that in and actually apply that to our life. Like, I'm hearing this from all these people that I value highly that are affirming people. You know, it can't just be like one person if everybody feels like this. So clean house, guys. Okay, I had another listener say, I love how honest you are about your pregnancy experience. I don't have any kids myself, but this has definitely been eye-opening. Thank you so much, listener, for that. Yes, my third book, as you guys know, I'm working on a 3-book deal, and I'm only on my first book, but I have high visions for the second, third, and I'm sure I'll be doing more, but these are just the three that I can see right now. My third book will be all about pregnancy, and I'm going to be so candid about it. And actually, this episode, I'm going to talk to you all about the second trimester and how it doesn't really get much better from the first trimester. So I love that you guys love my honesty. I feel like there are not a lot of pregnancy books out there that are telling people the real and how to deal with these symptoms that are abundant and that are painful and are very trying on our bodies, especially if you're a first-time mother going through for the first time like I am. It's pretty hard. I had another listener say, Sally, you mentioned being recorded by Kaiser. I also live in California. I find that to be an invasion of privacy. Sally, I encourage you to pursue a lawsuit. I definitely agree, listener. I wish that I would have dived into that a little bit more too after re-listening to that episode myself, Sally. But yes, I agree. I feel like Kaiser, for one, it's a huge medical practice in California as a former California resident and native of California. So I know how huge it is. And I agree that that definitely seems like an invasion of privacy. And especially being that that was your first time experiencing pregnancy, you didn't really know what to expect. So I would highly encourage you as well to look into some sort of lawsuit. I just want to tell you, Sally, as a person who has successfully sued two different practices, you have about 3 years to file a lawsuit. So I'm not sure how long ago this was, but I would definitely look into pursuing a lawsuit against Kaiser, because, girl, that's a big corporation, that they could send all three of your kids to an Ivy League school, because people definitely love medical malpractice, and that definitely sounds like malpractice. So I'm glad that another listener commented on that, because I definitely agree. Okay, I had another listener say, I would love if you would discuss indigenous people or talk about the fact that we are on stolen land. Also, you say that you live in Vegas. It would be cool to know about the Native Americans who resided there. Okay, like I say, I'm open to all feedback. And I'm guessing I'm getting this comment because in February I did a lot of historical segments on historical figures, historical movements, grassroots movements. I honestly don't know much about indigenous people, except that I believe that they were still slaves. They just were paid slaves, and they were supposed to be able to work, like, say, 18 years and then be free, but oftentimes that did not happen. That's all I pretty much know about that. I don't know anything about the Native Americans residing here in Vegas, so I will definitely research that and find a way to incorporate that on one of my episodes coming up. So thank you for bringing this to my attention and telling me that you're interested in hearing about this. If you are interested in hearing about any topic, because I know this season I focused a lot on parenting and pregnancy and just relationships in general. And if you'd like to hear a topic that differs from any one of those, I'm very open. All you have to do is DM me on Instagram at Tiara L. Christopher. Start following me, befriend me. Also comment on Apple Podcasts and let me know what you want to hear as well. Okay, so we're going to take a song break here on Tiara Tuesdays, and then we will be right back with Today in Black History. Yes, little flashback Drake. I know his new album has recently dropped, and I do like a few songs on there, which I will be sharing here on Tiara Tuesdays in a bit. But first, I have to remind you about Today in Black History. Okay, so Today in Black History, that is September 14th, 1940, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Selective Service Act. This act basically meant that African Americans could join any level or branch of the military. Before this act, African Americans were limited to menial positions in the military. This meant that they were not able to be sergeants or lieutenants or even have higher ranks than that. So this was huge because African Americans needed to be valued for the service that they distributed in the army and the war and in the military. So thank you, President Franklin D. Roosevelt, for signing this act, September 14th, 1940. Okay, we're going to take another break. And when I come back, I will talk to you all about the second trimester blues. And then I will remind you about my first trimester podcast. If you haven't listened to that, take this time right now to go download all of season one and all of season two so far and catch up.
She moved out of state and shit then went left. She's seeking forgiveness. She was damn, she went alone and started her business. Her daddy is not around. Her mama is not around. I watch her climb on the top of the pole and then get sliding down. I make it rain in this bitch. I make it snow in this bitch. She trying to get out of the mix. Shawty is going to G. Shawty is going to G. Me, I'm supporting this shit. This is a story that came from my life and I'm just recording this shit. I'ma just give it to you direct instead of me throwing this shit. You know you important this shit. You know I'm supporting this shit. We used to do pornos when you would come over, but now you got morals and shit. I got like four on the wrist and an adorable kid. I got a Drake in the studio and I don't just mean that I'm in this bitch. Please make the most of this shit. Don't just come close to some shit. I give you this bread, you run me some head and then you go blow up a beat. She moved out of state and shit then went left. She's seeking forgiveness. She used to dance, but she went alone and started her business. Her daddy is not around. Her mama is not around. I watch her climb on the top of the pole and niggas.
Yes, I do like that song on Drake's new album. Okay, welcome back. You are listening to Tiara Tuesdays. It is your girl, your host and scholar, Tiara. Hope you enjoyed these song breaks. Okay, so here on Tiara Tuesdays, I want to talk about the second trimester of pregnancy. But first, I'd like to remind you about some of the things that I personally were experiencing in my first trimester. And I did do a segment on that. This is the second part to those pregnancy chronicles. So please tune into that after this just to remind you about my first trimester experience. So during the first trimester, I was really having a hard time with OBGYN medical care here in the state of Nevada. And that has really gotten much better from that. And that's the main part I want to pick out of my first trimester, as well as the excessive vomiting and lack of energy that I experienced during my first trimester, and compare that here to you on my second trimester as I go through my final week of being in my second trimester, headed towards the finish line. 13 weeks to go, that third trimester, here we come. Okay, so during the first trimester, I got pregnant in Seattle, just to briefly remind you guys. And it started off so well. To this day, I receive emails from my Seattle OBGYN just asking about various aspects of how my pregnancy is progressing. That is exceptional medical care, I find. Mind you, I was on Medicaid in Seattle as well. Fast forward to OBGYNs and medical care in general here in Nevada, and it has been a hellish experience. Let me just tell you, a hellish experience. Okay, I have went through 6 or 7 at least OBGYN cares, and I feel like my partner had gotten to the point where he's looking at me like, oh, it's you. Something is wrong with you because you don't like all these people. And it's not like any incident occurred. It's just that I, as a highly educated individual and a person that aspires to not be on Medicaid and have the best insurance possible, so I never have to deal with anything like I'm going through now again, I feel that I should not have to succumb. I should not have to settle for insufficient and inadequate medical care, especially in a pregnancy. Somebody that I'm trusting to deliver my baby, to educate me on pregnancy, and to help me during my pregnancy. I'm literally getting like bottom level care here in Nevada. So fast forward now to the second trimester, and before we get into this OBGYN experience and how it's progressed or has not progressed, let me just tell you certain things that still persist. So in the second trimester, like, definitely I would say that I regained some energy. I was completely unmotivated in my first trimester and just very plagued with fatigue. And at the beginning of the second trimester, I got a lot of my energy back, a lot of my motivation back. But then I started feeling in the middle of the second trimester, feelings of overwhelmingness, anxiety, like, oh my God, I have to get this baby room together, like, you know, and oh my God, I need to read more about pregnancy, what you expect, breastfeeding. I need to make some changes, some abundant changes in my life. So I feel like I start feeling feelings of anxiety. While the nausea decreased at the beginning of the first trimester, it has definitely come back. I would say I vomit like once a day now, at least. And it could be a smell. I could eat something as simple as a cantaloupe and I'll just throw up. The other day I smelled some pizza and I was like, ugh. And I love pizza, but just the smell of it made me so nauseated. So definitely that persists. I will say, as I'm ending the second trimester, heading into the third, I'm experiencing a lack of motivation, like in my first, a lack of energy, just really tired. Everything just seems like a task. Normally, writing comes so easy for me. It has just been a struggle to get out this one passage that I'm working on currently about my grandmother and how she got married at 58. It's just been a struggle to even just pull together a basic sentence. I mean, I feel like I've been working on these revisions all week just to this one passage. It has just been a struggle. So things definitely go up and down, I'd say, in the second trimester. I'm not really excited for the third. Sleeping is also a struggle. It is a struggle to just get comfortable. Oh my God, my man's like, so I don't get any pillows, because I'm like always buying pillows. Sleep with two pillows behind my head, two on my side, and then one between my legs. I need a pregnancy pillow, this I know. But I'm just trying my best to just get comfortable right now. And it's just a struggle to just even be comfortable. Also, for some reason, my skin starts to feel like it's on fire. And I researched, and they said that's because your skin is stretching so much in the second trimester, because baby's going to really, really grow in the third. Right now, my baby is weighing 2.5 pounds, which is crazy to think that in 13 weeks, this baby will triple in size at least. So it's like, oh, great, you know. So because your skin's getting pulled apart, it becomes very itchy. So they say, like, oil it up. I am cocoa buttering and bio oiling up, but I'm still like itching my skin. I'll get in the shower. Like, I'm just feeling like so dirty. Oh my God. Also, the flatulence has definitely increased, just a lot of morning, afternoon, you know, number two, as we like to say, to just be politically correct here on TR Tuesdays. It's been rough. Lots of pain in my legs, cramping in my legs and thighs. My hips hurt, lower back hurts. I have stairs, so it's like a mission, it seems like, to hike up and down the stairs. I literally will look downstairs like, do I really want something down there? I couldn't find any bottles of water in my room because I normally keep like a stash under my bed. And then I went into my office and I found two bottles in there and I'm like, yes, gold, because my office is upstairs. So I'm like, great, I don't have to go downstairs. Pretty much just anything to avoid going downstairs. It's been a struggle in the second trimester. I want to fair warn all you guys that it is really hard being pregnant, and everyone, like I say, they like to sugarcoat it and they like to make it seem so beautiful. And while it may be so beautiful for some, it has been hard for me, especially with this OBGYN. But we're going to take another break here on TR Tuesdays, and I will be back describing the negative experiences I continue to feel here in Nevada with this medical care.
I make it rain in this bitch. I make it snow in this bitch. She tryna get out of the mix. Shawty is going to G. Shawty is going to G. Me, I'm supporting this shit. This is a story that came from my life, and I'm just recording this shit. But daddy's not around. Mama's definitely not around. She got a business plan, but she just ain't had time to write it down. Stay with her sister now. She got a man, but he out of town. Soon as he out of town, they hop in his whip and they ride around. I watch you climb to the top of the pole and then get to sliding, sliding. Thought about trapping a player before, but that just ain't right.
All right, welcome back to TR Tuesdays as I am discussing the woes of the second trimester and telling you how that differs from the first trimester and my experience. And I love that you guys love how honest I'm being about this pregnancy. Okay, unfortunately, while I love to be positive and affirm positive things for myself, the world is a negative place, and so is the OBGYN care here in Nevada, if I do say so myself, especially if you have Medicaid. Now, I just want to say that in this experience, I mean, I'm in therapy, so of course, I'm complaining to my therapist. And as a psychologist who accepts Medicaid, she let me in on an insight I didn't even consider, which is that people with Medicaid are stigmatized. So my therapist feels that I am receiving inadequate service because I have Medicaid. She's like, do you know how much they make for Medicaid? You know, the doctors there, they see your name. That's why, of course, somebody that's paying cash or has better insurance, like my partner has better insurance than I do through the union. And he encourages me to, like, let's just get a courthouse wedding so we can have better insurance, so you can have better medical care. But again, this is another aspect. I refuse to settle. Why should I have to get married to have better insurance for my baby when I'm like, even though we're having a baby, and of course, these are some things that I should have considered prior to deciding to continue my pregnancy. I don't know that my partner is husband material based on my experience going through this pregnancy. So why would I marry you just for the insurance? Yeah, I'm being a little selfish because for my baby, you know, I should like, yeah, I want my baby to have better insurance. But also, I should be able to receive sufficient medical attention with Medicaid. But no, my therapist tells me that people with Medicaid are often stigmatized, and this is why we receive inadequate and insufficient services sometimes. And I was like, wow, that really makes sense. And honestly, I said this before, I never planned to be on Medicaid or food stamps with the baby. That was definitely not something that I aspired to do. I always have known that I was going to be wealthy and have had high visions for myself. So I definitely thought I'd be better off and I wouldn't have to go through what I've been going through. But I'm like, okay, it makes me, you know, feel a little bit better, because not that I ever thought that it was me, because I refuse to settle in any aspect. I tell you guys, we're not settling here in this life. I only get this one life, so I can't settle in it. So I'm like, you know what? I became so fed up with that. I was like, I'm just not going to have care. And yes, I did tell you guys I ended the first trimester pregnancy saying like, okay, I found a new OBGYN. I think this is great. But no, she actually dropped me as a patient because I missed one appointment because I was so sick that morning. I was just vomiting, so flagellant. Like, you really want me vomiting in the lobby? Like, no, I'm not going to be able to make it. You know, I like suffered through this 7 a.m. call and canceled this appointment. And just like that, they dropped me. So for a week after that, I go, I'm not even going to do this medical care. My water's just going to break and I'm just going to go into the hospital of my choosing and proceed from there. Well, this is why you have to have affirming people in your life, because my wife would not allow me to do this. She literally was like, girl, this is illegal. You cannot just not have care. And I'm like, well, I've tried. Like, I went to 6 or 7 people. I'm telling her, like, I'm upset. Like, you know, I'm literally not doing this anymore. My partner is trying to recommend other OBGYNs. I go, are you deaf? Are you not hearing me? I am not going through this experience again. All the blood drawing, all the questions, all the paperwork you have to fill out. Every time it's daunting going through it. It's like some sort of interview for a job that I don't even want, because I tell you, these people are not even sufficient enough to care for me and my baby. Like, I'm not seeing it. So I go, fine. I'm only willing to do a midwife now. I'm at that point, like, I have to just do a home birth. It just seems like more ideal. I had a tumultuous childhood, like I say, and there, you know, I think that there could be some benefit for bringing in a child in the home, that it's going to reside in. And maybe not for, it's like, I'm not living here for my whole life. But having a home birth could probably make me stay here a little bit longer than planned. Definitely, at least till my baby is three, I plan to be in this current home, you know, maybe even five. Because I have attachment issues because of my tumultuous childhood. So I may become attached to this house with no backyard. But eventually, I know I'm going to get over that because my baby will need a backyard. But anyway, I'm like, I'm going to get a home. I'm going to get a midwife and I'm going to do a home birth because, you know, my baby can really benefit from being born at home into the peaceful environment that they're going to grow for their first couple of years of life. So I go see this midwife that I had already interviewed before. So at this point, I just need her to reaffirm me that she is the one. Well, we're an hour into this interview. I bring my wife, who has had three kids. She's asking all these questions that I wouldn't even think to ask, nor do I know to ask because I've never had a baby of my own. Now, I'm an academic. I've made 25 questions to ask, but like I said, you have to have affirming people in your life. My partner went to help me. Okay, we need to affirm that this is going to really be the best situation because, you know, in the 1800s and the 1900s, children were being born at home. So this is not like a foreign thing. This is the way it used to be. So I'm an hour into this appointment and I'm asking the midwife, like, yeah, are you going to be available 24 hours for me? And she's like, actually, I'm moving to Nebraska at the end of November. And I'm like, well, I'm due December 9th. Seattle tells me my baby can come December 1st. So and she's like, oh, we're going to give you another midwife. Like, why didn't I just meet this person at the start of this appointment? You know, things like this are really frustrating for me. I immediately start to cry. I look at my wife. I tell her, see, do you see this shit? They just switch up in the middle of the appointment. Like, and I'm just supposed to be okay with this. I've already established, you know, not much rapport, but some rapport with this woman. And now I got to start all over. It's just like daunting, people. It's daunting. I laugh now, but it's really no joking matter. So the other lady comes. We have to start over. I have to go back to the top of my first question on the list of 25 questions I've created. My wife has to start over with her questions now. This is like a new person. So this new woman comes. Fortunately for me, she was a nurse before. And so this really attracts my wife and my partner. They're like, yeah, I like that she was a nurse. They don't tell her that. But when we discussed after we go to lunch and we discuss such things, you know. So I'm like, okay, great. I really like that she was, you know, accepting of the fact that some pregnant women have to partake in cannabis. So I was like, this is really great. I like that her last child she had delivered at home and her first child she had in the hospital. So she was able to relate to me the different experiences she had and why she likes home birth and became a midwife over, you know, continuing to stay as a nurse in the hospital for doctors who are delivering babies. So I'm like, okay, this is it. We're going to just start with her and see how it goes. Met with her a couple times. I'm like, okay, she may be the one, but this is what I tell you guys about the negative world. Because the world is so negative that even though I'm like, okay, great, we're starting over, I am still overwhelmed and filled with anxiety because I'm like, this has not worked out 7 times before. So that there's that looming thought that this may not work out. And then what? Because I'm literally past my breaking point. I'm at my wit's end with this. I never want to have another baby. I'm like one and done. Like I got 6 godchildren, 2 nieces. I'm good. That's how I'm feeling at this stage because of my experience. So yes, I'm should be very hopeful. This is what I tell you guys. You guys go, you sound so positive and affirming. Life can really knock you down. It can really devastate you, deplete you sometimes. Now I'm a fighter. This won't always be my feeling. You know, maybe down the line, I won't feel like this. It's going to be a joyous experience here with my new midwife. However, there's that looming thought that if this doesn't work out, then what? Like, what am I going to do? You know? So this is why I tell you, we have to constantly surround ourselves with affirming people. That's going to help us keep that positive mindset. Constantly listen to positive messages and speeches and read positive book. I'm reading The Power of Positive Thinking by Vincent Norman Peale right now. For some reason, I feel like my Audible app is like hating on me because I love Audible. That's how I'm able to read so many books so fast. I highly recommend you guys look into Audible if you don't actually like reading. And I do like reading because that's how I find all my quotes, hard copy reading. That's how I develop myself as a writer because I'm able to see how people write things, especially how they have written their life and their autobiographies. But I actually like to listen to books as well, too. I love speeches. Maybe some sort of a characteristic of being a communication major because I was on the debate team, giving speeches, listening to speeches, etc., you know? Anyway, we're moving forward with this midwife. And I want to just tell you, too, that, of course, this midwife isn't free. You think she takes Medicaid? No, she does not. But this is why I'm so willing to take this. And this is why I have to be more hopeful, because even though I've had this hell of an experience with these OBGYNs, I wasn't paying them. They were getting paid off Medicaid, which apparently is not very much. My midwife was even telling me, like, yeah, you know, those Medicaid doctors, they make like, you know, $2,000-$3,000 off delivering a baby. The nurse that assists only makes $800. And she would know, as a former nurse for an OBGYN, you know, I'm highly valuing this. And so they do only give you a certain level of care, because I shared with her how my therapist said that I was experiencing this care because I was being stigmatized as a Medicaid patient. And she tells me, like, you know, basically, I always say, because I run my own business, problem solved, I have customers tell me all the time, oh, this is too expensive for this, though. Quality over quantity. You get what you pay for. So because I'm paying this midwife thousands of dollars, I'm hoping, I'm affirming that this level of care is going to be better because she's getting paid. She gets more than 70% of this money, even though she works for another place that employs her as the midwife. She gets 70% of these thousands of dollars that I'm paying her. So her level of care will be that much better. I'm also doing a payment plan because I would hate to pay this in full and I paid her and then the level of experience goes down. As far as I'm concerned, I haven't really paid you in full yet, so you still got to work for this. I'm telling her how, you know, at any time I could decide I don't like you. I'm asking her, is there refunds? She's like, no, there's no refunds. And also, it is thousands of dollars, so payment plan is just more economically feasible just to my life, you know. But yeah, so I'm going with this as I'm getting what I pay for, quality over quantity. Just like I tell my customers who suggest that I charge too much for some of my electrical installations, I go, please, I highly encourage you to look at my pictures and look at the competition's pictures, because I look at the competition's pictures. And a lot of people are very sloppy, very cheap. I had to spend $20 more last week for a header for a door. And I'm comparing, the $20 more wood or the cheaper wood. And there is an obvious difference, visual difference in the quantity. I'd rather have quantity. I mean, I'm sorry, not quantity. I'd rather have quality. So I'm going to choose this quality wood for my customer over this cheaper wood. And I can just upcharge this customer, because wouldn't you rather have something that is quality than something that's just going to be insufficient and over time you're going to have to get redone? So that's how I'm looking at this midwife experience. So see how I turn it all around here on TR Tuesdays? Yes, the pregnancy experience, it has been a somewhat negative one for me, and I'm so candid to share this with you because, like I said, people are very dishonest about this experience, and I just want you guys to know what it can really be like, things that we don't even think about it can be like, you know. Now, the godmother of my baby is like, girl, you need to start looking for a pediatrician since you're having this much trouble. Start looking for a great pediatrician. Have reaffirming people around you, positive people that are going to help you think outside the box, and they're going to help you solve your problems and not just succumb to the woes of pregnancy. It's been hard. It's caused me to become very depressed, which I want to talk more about on another episode, I'll talk about the depression of pregnancy. And, you know, maybe we'll do that at the end. Maybe we'll couple that with postpartum. I'm not too sure yet, but it can be very trying, pregnancy. And I'm just here to enlighten you, honestly, about it. I'm going to write a book all about it, my third book. So give me some time because I'm still working on this first one. But yeah, we're going to take another break here on TR Tuesdays, and we will be back with the I Am affirmations.
If it's static or it's problems, I pull up, say where it went. All that energy you had while I was gone, where it went. If them niggas back and forth like the wind, that ain't your friend. I'm not hottest that there is, there ever was, there ever been. Yo, run that shit back, man. These niggas ain't hearing you right, blood. If it's static or it's problems, I pull up, say where it went. All that energy you had while I was gone, where it went. If them niggas back and forth like the wind, that ain't your friend. I'm not hottest that there is, there ever was.
TR Tuesdays, definitely reaffirming for the winners here on TR Tuesdays. Okay, let's just do a brief recap here because I know that that was a lot. We started today's episode discussing all the comments and the feedback we got from last week's episode that we did with Sally, talking about pregnant mothers who smoke marijuana and the negative stigmas that surround them with that. I informed you guys of Black history, like always, week after week, always telling you about the today in Black history, pretty much. Then I segued into my recap of the first trimester blues podcast I did and how that differed or just related in some ways to the experiences that I'm having here in the second trimester, just to pretty much show you the real. Of course, we're going to do our I Am affirmations, but first I have to tell you where to find and where to support your girl. Okay, so of course I want to know what you think about this episode and previous episodes. Do not be scared to leave me a voice message on Anchor. Go to anchor.fm/TR92. Do not be scared to DM me on Instagram. All you have to do is type in TRL Christopher and you can comment right when I post the episode of TR Tuesdays, which I do week after week on Instagram. Or you can DM me privately. And as you hear, I just call you guys listeners. I never share any of you guys' names. So your privacy is definitely respected. So do not be afraid to DM me. Of course, if you are here in Nevada, anywhere in Nevada, I will travel. Please contact Problem Solved and look us up on Yelp. I highly encourage you to look us up on Yelp for our beautiful and easily assembled electrical installations that we do. Please book us and share us. And also, if you have a friend that needs a handyman or any interior, exterior services, tell her to contact Problem Solved. You can find me on Facebook at Tiara Blair. That's T-I-A-R-A Blair, B-L-A-I-R. And message me on there if you'd like to book an appointment because I have people contact me through that way as well. Don't forget that I don't own any of today's music or any of the music used in past or previous episodes. If you're not following me on Instagram, you're slipping. Go ahead right now and type in TRL Christopher and start following me. I'm also on Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Anchor, and pretty much anywhere you listen to your podcast. I love donations. I think I might start in order to receive donations. And Gigi, who I will bring back, who you guys said was a fan fave last week, she recommended a good solution. Maybe that's how you're going to get your comments heard, is if you donate, then you will become a priority on getting your comment heard here on TR Tuesday. So please donate to me on anchor.fm/TR92. You can literally donate as little as a dollar. Help your girl expand into better episodes. Today, I have two quotes because I just could not decide between the two. And I didn't want to wait a week to give you another one, because as I read every day, listen to positive and powerful speeches and messages, I come across various quotes. I love quotes so much. So, quote one, the people that make it in this life look around for the circumstances that they want. If they can't find them, they create them. George Bernard Shaw. Quote two. Bees don't waste their time explaining to flies that honey is better than shit. Bees don't waste their time explaining to flies that honey is better than shit. Anonymous. Today's affirmations are specific to resilience. You are a winner and you can do it. Today, I want to remind you that you are more than a conqueror and that you have greatness within you. Repeat these powerful affirmations every morning and every night to reaffirm to yourself who you are. Let's begin. I am more than a conqueror. I am strong. I am appreciated. I am grateful. I am in love with who I am. I love myself. My desire to win is so attractive to me. I am a fighter. I won't settle for a menial life. I deserve the best that life has to offer. I have some great stuff in me. It's possible I can bring my talents, skills, and abilities out into the universe. It's not over until I win. I am abundantly prosperous. I am a money magnet. Wealthy people and opportunities are attracted to me. I am financially independent. I am patient with myself. I am actively changing my life. I am healthy. I am calm. I am relaxed. I am taking the time to develop myself.